You're listening to Average Joe Sports Talk Podcast with your boy E-Man.
Yo, what up, everybody? Your boy E-Man coming at you, baby. Episode 30. Back at it, bro. And you know what? We're not going to pussyfoot around over here, man. We just got to get right to it. NFL Week 15, baby. Came and brought it. So let's get it. Pretty much all year long, I've been stating and, you know, standing behind my statement that there's only three contenders in the NFL. And the rest of the teams are a bunch of pretenders. And I've been saying the Saints, the Rams, and the Chiefs. And a couple of times, I think I've said each team has held that number one spot. And the rest of the team is a bunch of pretenders. But this week, Week 15 brought it. And, you know, I had the Chargers as, you know, a top pretender with the Texans a couple of weeks ago when I did my rankings. And, of course, the New England Patriots. But man, Phillip Rivers have been playing nasty, insane. And even with the injury to Melvin Gordon, he is carrying this team. And this week, I hate to say this, but the Chargers are in the contenders conversation here, ladies and gentlemen. After that insane last minute comeback on Thursday Night Football against the heavy, offensively insane Mahomes run and gun offense, what can you say about that game, dude? To finish the game with scoring 14 points and a two-point conversion to win the game with 4 seconds left. What a set of balls on Coach Lynn. 27. I mean, they were down by 1 point. And, yo, he just went ahead and said, we're going to go for it. I mean, they scored 15 points in the fourth quarter, the last, like, 3 minutes to win this game, especially in the last drive. Phillip Rivers had a monster game. He's been hot. He's been having a great season. Probably one of his best seasons as a pro. Two touchdowns, 313 yards. Did throw for two picks, but hey, he made it happen. Mike Williams, who caught that two-point conversion, had two touchdowns. Had both touchdowns catches. I mean, it just played really, really well. You know, Mahomes did his thing too. Mahomes didn't throw for 300, but had two touchdowns. And Mahomes is just on fire. You know, he's still, to me, I think right now, Mahomes, like I said last week, is leading the candidacy for MVP. No freaking doubt about it. You know, he had a fumble, but hey, this kid has been starting only for 1 year. But man, the Chargers are, you got to put them in the conversation. You got to put them in the conversation because they beat Pittsburgh last week with a second half comeback. Now they beat the Chiefs with a second half comeback. And they're playing what you call playoff football because this is what it's all about in the playoffs. It's about who can be the most clutch. You know what I'm saying? Forget about the highlights. Forget about the talent, man. It's who could perform and who could execute at the last minute. You know what I mean? Who could hang in there and then take that lead and then make that comeback. And so far, you know, usually I would not be saying this about the Chargers, but they had two back-to-back games taking that Pittsburgh game last week and then this one in the same fashion. You got to put them in the contender talk. So I've been preaching three-headed monster all year long, Rams, Saints, and Chiefs in any order. You got to throw Los Angeles in there, man. You got to throw the Rams in there. They've earned that spot. And it's a dogfight for that AFC East, for that top seed, for that bye week on the AFC. Again, Patrick Mahomes had a couple of more touchdowns. Yo, this kid has to be the MVP. Numbers can lie. 11-3 record. Even if they lose the last game or whatever, they're going to, even if they finish 11-4, 114 passer rating. All right, dude, 4,500 passing yards and 45 TDs. Come on. I mean, he needs 10 more touchdowns to tie, or I think that's to tie Peyton Manning with 55 for the all season, you know, for the all time single season touchdown record. It's going to be very difficult to toss five TDs in the next, you know, in both of the last two games, but he's done it before. He's thrown for five touchdowns and even 7-1 game, done it multiple times. So it's not impossible with this kid's talent and ability. But at the end of the day, I got him over Drew Brees in the MVP voting. I mean, what this kid has done, it's been just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. First year starting, all right, set 1 year behind the bench, 45 touchdowns. It is what it is, bro. Numbers don't lie. His record for that team doesn't lie. And that's it, bro. I mean, that's pretty much what it is. You know, he has 12 INTs, 45 touchdowns. That's an insane ratio, man. That's an insane ratio. Don't, you know, you can't hate on that. You know, talking about hating, everybody and their mother now, it's on the bandwagon because he's lost to Brady. He lost to Rivers this week. I'm talking about Mahomes and the Chiefs. And he lost to Goff on that, on the legendary Monday Night Football, you know, for the ages. So now everybody's getting on the bandwagon that, look, he cannot beat the top contending teams. So he cannot beat the top players in Brady and a veteran in Phillip Rivers, just like Brady. Oh, and Goff, who outplayed him in that game. Listen, bro, slow your roll. First year, this kid, Patrick Mahomes, starts, has 45 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. He's going to win the MVP. Get off of him. Why are we going to start that? You know, why do all these, you know, sports talking heads, you know, Colin Cowherd and everybody else and their mother are all like, yeah, you know, hey, you know, we got to find a little problem with the kid so we can go ahead and talk about it, you know, on Monday night. Hey, dude, he's 0-3. Okay, look, again, Phillip Rivers, Hall of Fame quarterback. So is Brady. Goff has probably the best weapons in the league. And even though Goff in the last two games has thrown 7 picks. So, you know, let's take him out of that conversation. So, fine. Did Goff in his first year starting as a quarterback throw for 45 touchdowns? Did Brady do that also when he first started, when his first year starting? Or Phillip Rivers? I don't freaking think so. So, everybody, get off. You know, stop trying to find, because this is the thing about sports. Everybody's going to try to find something on this kid to, you know, make the ratings and all that good stuff. Bro, get off the kid's ass. Patrick Mahomes is going to be the future of this league, along with Goff and along with all the other young quarterbacks out there. Which, by the way, Baker looked good. Sam Darnold looked good. You know, Josh Allen doing it with his feet looked good. So does Lamar Jackson doing it with his feet look good. You know, the league looks really, really promising. And this kid is going to lead the league. It's going to, you know, right there with Goff. These two guys are going to go head-to-head for a long, long time. But, okay, so he's 0-3 against three, you know, against three good teams. Come on. But 45 touchdowns? None of the other three quarterbacks ever even mustered that their first year starting. So everybody get off his ass. All right, the kid's doing his job. And guess what? Yes, he still needs a lot of experience. So I don't expect him to win the Super Bowl this year. But you know what, dude? It's going to happen pretty soon. 0-3, you know, against big players. But the Chiefs are still a team to mess with. And I still say it. The AFC goes through Kansas City. I don't care how hot the Chargers are. And with New England struggling, which we'll get to that a little later on, the road to the Super Bowl in the AFC goes through Kansas City. Bro, what can you say? You know, I mean, also another big takeaway this weekend is how, you know, the Browns are still alive in the playoffs. They won 4 of the last game under the new coach. Baker Mayfield had a decent game. I mean, he's actually been, he's leading all the rookies in touchdowns. I mean, no surprise, he has the best team, you know, not the best team in the NFL, but the best team out of any of the other rookie quarterbacks. He has the best supporting cast out of all the other rookie quarterbacks, from Darnold, Rosen, and Josh Allen, except for Lamar Jackson. He has a pretty good team. He has a pretty good team around himself. But Baker Mayfield, you know, hey, I'm not going to hate on the kid. I still haven't bought all the Baker Mayfield stock. Decent game, 18 out of 31, threw for 2 touchdowns and not break 200 yards. I'm okay with that. You know, he has great running backs in Nick Chubb and a great catch passing running back in Duke Johnson. So, I mean, Njoku is a great tight end. Didn't have a great game this one. But, you know, what about he has a talented young wide receiver in Callaway, another rookie. You know, has Jarvis Landry, who's led the league in catches last year, even though he's struggling now lately. So he has the best weapon. So I don't expect any less than what he's doing right now. So kudos to him. And the reason why I'm mentioning this team is because, yo, they are in the mix of the playoffs. I know. Can you say playoffs, mix, contention, and the Cleveland Browns as they're 6-7-1? Unbelievable. But hey, that's just a credit. That team is actually doing what they're supposed to be doing. I'm glad that they're actually winning and, you know, giving the Cleveland Browns a little bit of sun after, you know, LeBron left them all in the dust leaving for L.A. And again, man, you know, hey, hotness stays hot in Lamar Jackson for a 4-5 game. And I've been telling you for all these weeks, man, that Joe Flacco is officially, it's going to get benched. And he officially was benched this week since Lamar Jackson took over. That's my new nickname for him. Lamar Hotness Jackson took over for him 5 games ago. And I knew that they were going to bench Flacco. It was just written in stone. And man, that was just Noman. It is what it is. Flacco is not going to get back on that starting lineup. They're probably going to end up training him, which I don't know. They should. They should wait a year at least. But at the end of the day, he's their starting quarterback now, Lamar Jackson. And he did it again this week. You know, they went up there. They played us. You know, that he's so surrounded with such good talent. And again, the reason why I keep saying Tebow, and they play a bad team in the Buccaneers, 20-12. Again, numbers that were not out of this world. He threw for 131 yards again, threw for 1 touchdown again. But again, you know, ran the shit out of the ball. He had an insane, I think he had 100 yards rushing again. Yeah, let me see. Lamar Jackson had 95 yards rushing. Gus Edwards again, 104. They just pounded the crap out of that ball. 242 rushing yards. All 5 games this kid started, 4 out of the 5 games, they've gone over 200 rushing yards. That's their main attack. They're going to pound that ball on the ground. And that defense is just sick. So he's going to keep him in games. Again, Tim Tebow to the madness. Tim Tebow all over again. I don't care what everybody says. Yes, Lamar Jackson is talented enough to win in this league, but it's not sustainable. He's not accurate. He cannot stay in the pocket. And running quarterbacks get hurt a lot because they end up getting hit a lot because they're evading tacklers and defensive players all the time. So it is what it is, my friends. Kid is hot right now. He's a new hotness in the NFL. He's exciting. He has that team winning. So when your team wins, you stick with what's working. And he is working alongside with all that bestiality of the running game that they have. And the kid has good weapons around him. He has really good wide receivers. I mean, John Brown, even though unfortunately John Brown is not getting any benefit because he cannot sling that ball down the field. Willie Snead is a good, decent guy that's going to give you some quick outs. He does have some weapons. He does have some weapons, but their weapons is pretty much on the ground. And that defense is going to keep him in games. So, yo, he's kid's hot right now. He's going to stay hot. Hey, Joe Flacco, at least you got a Super Bowl kid. And you know what? At this point, dude, I'll trade for Joe Flacco and put him on the Giants. That's right. I just said that. Bench Eli and, you know, trade for Joe Flacco. Somebody needs to call the Giants GM and try to trade for Joe Flacco or, you know, or do something or waive him and then pick him up. But I'm going to start a campaign. Joe Flacco to the Giants. I'll take Joe. Joe can work with that team if they have an offensive line. Anyway, moving on. Again, Pittsburgh, and we're going to go over the playoff picture at the end of the segment. But, you know, Pittsburgh definitely took it to New England this week. And New England, for the second week in a row, they lose. I know last week was a miracle of Miami. They had the game won. That was all Belichick, who rarely makes any mistakes. But this week, New England show their true age, man. Brady was inconsistent. I mean, he missed some really, really good throws in the, you know, the final quarter on Brady-like, and they could not get anything going. They could not get anything going, except for that first play to Hogan, which was a 65-yard pass. Dude, they could not get anything going. Gronk is done, man. Gronkowski, Rob Gronkowski, probably going to retire at the end of this year. You know, they got really young running backs, and they're just not getting anything downfield. I mean, they're not using Josh Gordon the way they should. And a lot of this is Brady not making the plays that he needs to make. And you know what? Hey, at the end of the day, 41 years old, he's still giving you some really decent numbers, man. But I don't know if it's enough to make a run. But I never met against New England in the AFC East. I don't care how bad and whole New England is. Pretty much everybody's writing them out completely. Oh, Brady's 41. He's lost. Right now, Gronk is done. He's lost a two. So they're not going to make a run. Again, man, I am not going to bet against New England. I don't care how much they limp into the playoffs. I am not going to do that. I've seen it year after year. These are the things that make teams make a run in the playoffs. Necessarily not record. What you look for in the playoffs is the experience. The experience to have the timely plays to kind of get you in winning position. The coaching, because coaching equals execution. Orders passed down to their players. And of course, clutch. And New England has all of them. Brady has done it year after year. Best coach in the NFL is Belichick. I know they don't have a lot of talent in wide receiver, but when has Brady ever had any talent in wide receiver? Not last year either. The only time he's ever had a good talented wide receiver has been Randy Moss, and they didn't even win it that year. I don't care how much New England will limp into the playoffs. I'm still going to say the road goes through the AFC, and then the AFC goes through the Kansas City Chiefs, but I think it's going to be New England taking the Chiefs down. I said it. I'm not betting against New England. I hope I'm wrong because I can't stand New England. I'm a Giants fan. I'm happy we're 2-0. But don't bet against New England. For Pittsburgh, hey, they're still in the playoffs. They're still leading their division by half a game. And as bad as they played, man, they're just a product of the nature, man. As you know, it's that division is really bad, and they're in it. So hey, it is what it is. They needed to win this game, and they did. So I don't care how ugly it looked. That team is also a mess, and Tomlin is, even if they make the playoffs, this is a first round exit. Before I kind of break down the playoff picture so far, because there were some teams that lost and some teams that won, which is still making it very interesting. For example, the Cowgirls are back to the true losing form. Hey, I'm happy with the Cowgirls losing. I'm a Giants fan, so I don't care about the Cowgirls. And put it this way, man. I mean, Dak Prescott has been getting a whole bunch of, like, you know, props and everything. And I've said last week, it's all Amari Cooper. They clamped both teams down. Dak looked like the Dak that always did, could not make a throw, had a pick. Marlon Mack came from the Colts and destroyed, single-handedly practically destroyed the Dallas Cowgirls. You know, they lost 23-0 to the Colts. Of course, our boy Andrew Luck is still having a solid MVP season. I don't think he's going to win it, but Andrew Luck, again, no mistakes. It was all this time the running game of Marlon Mack. And what can you say, man? It is what it is. I'm going to take that. They're alive in the playoff race, and Right now, I thought that the Cowboys, by winning this game today, we're going to put a lock on that NFC East. But you know what? With the Eagles and Mr. Nick Foles trying to make another Super Bowl run with his backup magic. Yo, what is up with that? The Eagles are still alive. They got an opportunity to take that division out of everything else now. What happened there with the Rams, man? And, you know, the Rams have lost two in a row, and it's been weak, even though they're going to probably win the last two games, because I think they're playing the Rams' last two games are the San Francisco 49ers and I believe the Arizona Cardinals. So it is what it is. It's a staple mat there. But, bro, the Eagles, 30-23, man, they came back at them, baby. You know, Jared Goff has been struggling. He's been struggling the last three games. Haven't been playing great. You know, Gurley had two touchdowns, but hasn't been able to break out offensively. He's been held in check. And it is what it is, man. They're struggling. They're 11-3. Best record right now is the Saints, 12-2, who took care of business against the Panthers. Ugly, ugly game. Drew Brees had a horrible game, but so did Cam Newton. Their whole offense is Christian McCaffrey. It is what for the Panthers, but that's, you know, that's why I didn't want to touch that game. But yeah, you know, Nick Foles, they're 7, and the Eagles are 7-7, and I think they're trying to make some noise with two games left. It's wide open. And with that being said, with the Cowboys losing, the Eagles winning, and I believe right now the shift of power is, let me give him a top four. Ready? Drum roll. Saints, Rams, Chiefs, and Chargers. Instead of the top three contenders, we got four contenders. That's right. The Chargers deserve a seat at the table for dinner with the big boys. You know what I'm saying? So we're talking about playoffs. Let's take a look at the playoff standings right now. So far, Kansas City, the Saints, and the Rams have pretty much... The Saints and the Rams have clinched the division already. They're clinched the division. Kansas City clinched a playoff spot already, along with the Chargers, who also clinched a playoff spot, and the Bears have won their division. So you got three division winners right now, and you also have three teams that have clinched playoff berth. So yeah, let's go first with the AFC. I mean, the AFC right now is insane. So right now, Kansas City is number one. Texas is at number two. You already heard my thoughts on Kansas City. I think they're going to make a run. Houston has had a really easy schedule. Pretenders. I'm not betting against New England. Not at all. I am not betting against New England. I never bet against Belichick or Tom Brady, as much as I hate them. Pittsburgh Steelers are number four, 8-5-1, which I think they're going to end up taking that division. You know, Baltimore Ravens are 8-6. They have to, Indianapolis is the only team that could actually take over them. They have their head-to-head and winning percentage. They win the tiebreaker, the Ravens, that is, over Indianapolis, based on conference games and face-to-face matchup or, you know, against each other matchup. LA is going to, you know, made a playoffs already, so they're just probably going to play for that bye week at the top of the AFC. Now, the teams are on the outside looking in, but still have an opportunity to make that sixth seed in the AFC. The Colts, again, stay alive at 8-6, and so the Tennessee Titans. Technically, at 7-7 and 6-7, the Browns and the Miami Dolphins are alive. You could scratch Miami off, man. They're just too inconsistent. Cleveland Browns are not going to make it either. Scratch them off also, but hey, it is what it is. You still got to mention them. Legitimately, I think it's between, for that sixth spot, definitely the Ravens, the Colts, and Tennessee are the three teams that are going to fight it out with the last two games remaining. Right now, the season ended today. The Baltimore Ravens will actually be the sixth seed, even though they have the same record. But they, you know, the tie, you know, they have the winning percentage based on conference games. Division tie was initially used to eliminate Tennessee, and it is what it is. They have everything that they need to get into the season ended today, but there's still two more games. Let's see how well Lamar Jackson, if he stays hot, carrying this Ravens defensive juggernaut, if Andrew Luck keeps bringing his magic, and Tennessee, it's all about Mariota. And right now, just like Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry is back to his Alabama Heisman Trophy winner days, and he's just running insane all over the field, man. 170 yards and two more touchdowns this week after that insane 238 yard game with, you know, two more touchdowns, so with four more touchdowns. So he's been hot the last two games, over 400 rushing yards in the last two games, and he has six touchdowns. So it is what it is, man. The AFC is a mess, but it's very competitive and it's nice to look at. And the other hand, going to the NFC again, Saints at 12-2, got a division clinch right there, the Rams as well, and so does the Bears. Rams are struggling, and I think the fact Cooper Kupp being out, that is definitely hurting their game. I know they still got two good receivers in Cook and Brandon Cook and Woods, but Cooper Kupp, man, he was a big difference there, man. And him being out, it's starting to show. It's starting to affect the running game. It's starting to affect Goff's game, who Cooper Kupp was his kind of long-range receiver, like a Thielen out there, security blanket that he was, Cooper Kupp's security blanket, he's out there no more. So the dude is struggling. So is that offense. New Orleans Saints, what can you say? They're winning the ugly games. They're 4-1 in the division, 9-2 in the conference, 12-2, top team in the NFL. To me, the favorite to win it all is the New England Saints, and I hope Breeze gets another one. Chicago Bears, Chicago is a scary team. And I'm going to say here, and this is what I think. They remind me of the Giants when they made those two Super Bowl runs. They have a quarterback in Mitch Trubisky, who's not this, he's not a Breeze. He's not a Goff. He's not a Mahomes. He's not going to blow you out with his arm. He makes the necessary plays to keep the game close. Their running game with Jordan Howard has gone south, hasn't been consistent this year, but they do have Tariq Cohen, who can catch the ball. He's kind of like a James White. But that defense, man, is scary. And the reason why I say they remind me of the Giants and when they beat the Patriots in those two separate runs to the Super Bowl is because the Giants had some really scary defense. And then when they went after the quarterback, they changed the whole outcome of the game. And then Eli did not make any mistakes and did not have insane numbers to blow you out of the water, but he made these clutch throws and clutch plays. Remember what I said about the playoffs? You got to make those throws. They're going to put you in position to win. The Tyree catch in his helmet, the Mario Manningham catch on the sideline, which it was both insane throws by Eli. I think Trubisky can have the same run. So the Bears, even though I still have them as a pretenders, they're the team that kind of scares me the most into upsetting the Rams, the Saints, and everybody and their mother because of that defense. Khalil Mack is very scary, ladies and gentlemen. Reminds you of that JPP years, man, of my boy Bucktooth from, I forget, you know, the linebacker for the Giants that retired after they beat the New England in 2008. But bro, Chicago is scary. Cowgirls, pretenders, I know for a fact. Dude, don't be surprised. If they struggle and the Eagles get hot, dude, they might lose. They might even get into the playoffs. Minnesota, still alive. Technically still alive. They're the number 6 seed. And Seattle, even though they lost, they're still alive. So hey, it is what it is. The 4, 5, and 6, I pretty much seeds in the NFC are up for grabs. So right now, the Eagles do have the tiebreaker over Washington based on head-to-head matchups because Washington also won 7 and also are 7-7. So yeah, dude, it's still pretty dicey. Two games to go. There's still a lot of playoff spots that are undecided. In the NFC, anything from 4th down to 6, forget about it. Anybody's game. And that includes the two teams that are looking from the out in Philly and the Redskins. And like I said, same thing goes for the AFC. Indianapolis, Tennessee are looking in. And it is what it is, man. They could practically do what they need to do and still get in. Surprise some teams. This is insane, man. All the years I've watched football, I don't think there's been so many playoff races that have been so close. And for the first time ever, all year around, I mean, going between the Saints, the Rams, and the Chiefs, and when I mean all year round, I'm talking about after like the 5th week or 6th week, the line was being, when the rest of the pack was being separated. And it hasn't been a team that you could say, this is a team to beat. Because they've all had their streaks. They've all beat each other with the Saints, the Rams, and everything. And now look at the Chargers. And at the end of the day, man, the Chargers at that number 4 contender now. But I can't bet against New England. You cannot bet against freaking New England, bro. New England is going to be there. And at the end of the day, man, old Father Time, Tom Brady, has that ageless wonder juice, man. He might just take a hit of that before the playoff starts and watch out. But again, AFC, the road goes through Kansas City. NFC, the road goes through the Saints. That's your playoff picture right there, boys and girls. I mean, this week was good. There was a lot of stuff that happened and went down and it changed some of the outcomes here, you know, but not changed the picture of how many teams are still alive in both conferences. For real, my friends. Pretty much that's it, man. That's all I got this week. Again, thank you everybody for listening. People that are loyal listeners who follow the podcast, thank you again. And for anybody that's listening for the first time, hey, hit that subscribe button at the bottom. Give me your comments. Holler at me. Follow me on Twitter. All the links. Check out my YouTube channel. I put in a Luka Doncic video the other day and is actually getting some love. It was, you know, my thoughts on Luka and how well and how good he could be in this league. So anyway, thank you for listening, everybody. This is your boy E-Man signing out. Peace.